for old time's sake, yes or no, would you like to be leader of the National Party at some point?
No, I'm just focused on what I'm doing. I'm one of those people that do it day by day, job by job.
Save this clip and come back to it in 5 or 10 years. We'll see how it's aged. The Wire.
According to the New Zealand Post, for the last few years, Black Friday has exceeded Boxing Day as the biggest sale event in New Zealand. Mindful Fashion is a non-profit organisation focused on sustainability and collaborative solutions to address problems in Aotearoa's fashion and textile industry. I spoke to Chief Executive of Mindful Fashion, Jacinta Fitzgerald, about the impact of the fast fashion industry. Here is that kōrero. How can people be more mindful of their fashion consumption, particularly with Black Friday happening this week?
First and foremost, we need to be deliberate about what we buy and buy what we need. Black Friday doesn't support slow and sustainable consumerism, but sometimes it does give an opportunity for people, provide them with some financial relief for things that they really do need. So I think being deliberate is the first thing that I would say. So plan your purchases, take stock of what you might need, which might be previously out of your price range, and just buy deliberately and considered with where you spend your money. And then the second thing I would say is know where you're buying from. So it's a cliche, but voting, you're really casting a vote for the type of business that you're supporting by where you spend your money. So especially during events like Black Friday, it's even more important to really understand the type of business that it is you're buying from. What are they doing in terms of the ethical practices, in terms of their supply chains and their materials? So really just do your research and make sure that you're supporting a business that you want to see stay in business. And the third thing I would say is explore new models emerging, because there's a lot of incredible clothing brands in New Zealand that are starting to really experiment with resale, with rental, with secondhand. And so those are great ways to actually be part of the fashion sort of cycle, but without really supporting that or exacerbating that problem that we have, that fast fashion is really generating more and more and more.
What can slow sustainable consumerism look like?
Well, I think that really is what it is. It's actually like slowing down and buying less, but buying better quality clothing. So buying things that you need and looking after them. And for everybody, that's going to be at a different price point. You know, we all have different amounts of disposable income that we've got. So just buy the best that you can afford for the money that you've got to spend, and make sure that you're sort of looking after those things so that you can keep them in use and love them and cherish them for as long as possible. And I think the number one tip that I would say is to pause before you buy. So for me, I always, it's really hard to see something you love and you want to buy it, but I always walk away and think about it. And then if it's still in my mind an hour later, I'm like, okay, and it fits a place in my wardrobe and I know I'm going to get a lot of wear out of it, I'll go back. So it's not giving in to those impulses, which, it might be about the price, it might be about something else, but really just being more considerate with the way that you are buying and consuming clothing.
Can you tell our listeners about the impact that the fast fashion industry has both here in Aotearoa and worldwide as well?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it has a huge impact. The planet can't keep up with our demand for new clothes, to be honest. So more than 150 billion items of clothing are produced every year, and 85% of those end up in landfill very quickly. So the dominant fast fashion model that we have is one of massive overproduction and overconsumption and speed to market. And Black Friday really is the epitome of this model sort of showing up. And what this model does is it's got huge impacts on, for example, the climate. So 8 to 10% of global carbon emissions have been attributed to the fashion industry. And that happens in the way, in the volumes that are made, in the way that they're produced, in all the transportation around the world. And also something that a lot of people don't know is that over 70% of our clothing is actually made from oil from the ground in some debit clothing, and then all the waste that's generated again contributes to carbon emissions. So it's a huge, has a huge climate impact, and it also has a huge impact on people. Inequality in the supply chain, modern slavery, but also all of us who are sort of part of engaging with fashion in different ways through marketing, through the way that that imagery is promoted to us, through the way that it's communicated. So there's a huge amount of social and environmental impacts that the fashion industry has. And I think one really interesting statistic, which kind of makes it a little bit more relatable, is the volume of waste that is consumed. So 85% of the clothing and textiles that are made each year get landfilled, as I said earlier, and less than 1% of the 15 that's left over, less than 1% of that is actually recycled back into new clothing. So we're just consuming a whole lot of new clothing really quickly and then thrown it away, and then we need more. And so it's this more and more and faster that is causing this huge problem.
Lastly, what recommendations would you give to businesses on how they can operate more sustainably?
Yeah, I think there needs to be a change to the way that clothing is designed, made and used and then disposed of, to work in a much more circular system. So that's a system that's sustainable. It's good for people and the planet. We're not. It's a system where the resources like the raw materials, the cotton, the wool, the materials that we're using are grown in a really good regenerative organic way. They're grown in a way that doesn't harm the earth, and then they are produced in a way that the most value is added to them all the way along their production process, and then at the end of their life those materials can actually be reused back into a new material again to make a new piece of clothing or into another product. So the material might be captured and made into another product that also requires some sort of cellulose material, for example. So we need to be much more circular in the way that we're using the raw materials that the earth provides us, so that we're not drawing more than actually the planet can sustain. At a high level, that's what needs to happen. I think also, you know, it's really important, especially in New Zealand, for businesses to work together and to collaborate with other businesses, because we're an industry made up of small, you know, SMEs, of small to medium-sized enterprises that actually don't have a lot of internal resource to do their own big sustainability projects. And so that's where an organisation like us, Mindful Fashion, sort of comes in, is it's about collaborating with other businesses to do more than any one business could do alone. And so I think that's also a really important sort of catalyst of change that we are starting to see in the industry, both in New Zealand and globally, is this a lot more collaboration of trying to solve some of these really complex global challenges.
That was Chief Executive of Mindful Fashion, Jacinta Fitzgerald, speaking about the importance of sustainability in the fashion industry.